This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community that I'm talking about. How many people do you know and how many people know you? Think about that. And how much information can you disseminate to them about the totalitarians and how to stop them? Well, the totalitarians struck again New York City, New Jersey, and, well, Minnesota, St. Cloud, Minnesota. There was a stabbing, Allah Akbar being shouted by a guy who was parading around as a security guard, of all things, and he started shouting Allah Akbar and stabbing people. A lot of people injured there. We're going to have more information on that as it becomes available. But, of course, New York City, there was a substantial bomb that went off, blew up a dumpster in front of a building that was exclusively for, are you ready for this, blind people. And then, of course, there were two other devices that were found. It looks like they were very similar to the pressure cooker bombs that were used in Boston. And then we had the bomb that went off prior to the Marine Corps running in New Jersey along the beach there. And it's kind of interesting. That bomb was placed in what? A trash can. And then there were two other bombs that did not go off. Now, I don't know about you. We are the show that encourages tinfoil hat thinking here on Agenda 21 Radio. And if you have your tinfoil hat on right now, you might be thinking, Paul just drew a couple of similarities to the bombings. Yeah, you know, one bomb goes off in a trash can in New Jersey, and there's two other duds that don't. Then you have a bomb that goes off in New York City in a dumpster, just a bigger trash can, and two other bombs don't go off. Now, I wonder if those could be related. Now, if you have your tinfoil hat on, you're probably saying, gee, those are related. But those of you that listen to the mind-numbed robots of the mainstream media and what they want you to believe, you're not thinking at all. So you're just saying, not a big deal. We're just not going to take that leap. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. This time out, All the authorities promptly, I've been up most of the night actually monitoring all this and calling people, and we've been having some very interesting discussions at 1 a.m. in the morning about all this stuff. But it was very interesting. We were all struck by the fact that all the officials came out and said immediately it was terrorism. Now, either they've come to our way of thinking or there's something else going on. Now, and again, additional tinfoil hat thinking needs to apply here. See, don't you just love the idea of being able to think at all in this radio show? Because, you know, if you're the government or if you're the mainstream media, they don't want you to think. Get it? If you're not thinking, well, you're not finding out what they're doing. That's what they want. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about here on the radio show. Our phone lines are open, 530-742-5555. That's 530-742-5555. You can also go to our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and pick up the latest news and information. We have some very interesting stories that we're going to be covering with you today. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com, if you want an email, and just tell me what you want. I mean, we're more than happy to help you out with anything that's going on. I had a very, very interesting morning working with cable systems and working with, finding things out from various law enforcement agencies. It's kind of interesting. Doing just research just to get ready for this radio show. We're also going to be talking about marijuana. Yeah, marijuana in the next hour. Actually, no, I'm sorry. We're going to make that the third hour, the kingpin of the third hour. And we're also going to be talking about elections and are they rigged? We've done this and been doing this, and we're going to be exhorting the multitudes to go out and vote. Now, we're unlike the Democrats. We don't encourage you to vote early and vote often. But we do encourage you to go out and directly vote, and especially this election cycle, because there is so much doubt about what's going on. And the use of provisional ballots, by the way, which cost Bernie Sanders. It cost Bernie Sanders here in California the June 7th primary. And by the way, we're finding out more and more and more about how rigged the June 7th primary was here in California. And it looked like Bernie Sanders, had the provisional ballots been counted, would have won in a landslide in California. Now, I just want you to think about that for second. If you apply the California model, to the nation, guess what? Hillary Clinton would win, because it's pretty evident and pretty obvious to most people, especially if you're a numbers counter in terms of people that show up for rallies and all that stuff. You know, Hillary Clinton has about one of the last reports I heard about a rally that was earlier this last week was that she had 130 people at the rally. Now, compare that to Trump, who had several rallies over the week, and each one was about 5,000 to 15,000. Hello. That's called a clue, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a lot of support for Donald Trump out there and not a lot for Hillary. But, of course, Hillary's on the down low with a lot of people right now. Even the youth vote is leaving her. Polls are indicating what is truly going on there. But first, let's get into this whole notion about what was going on there with New York City and New Jersey and the relationship. And, oh, by the way, I'm sorry. You know, I just love it when I just save the best part of the show for the at least the announcement for the stories that we're going to cover. We're going to be covering, especially now with the New York bombing, it just popped in my head last night as I was going through all this stuff, and I said, what about Bill Clinton and bombing and terrorism? And then I said, oh, he pardoned a lot of terrorists that killed a lot of Americans. And I said, I wonder if the Trump camp knows that. And do you think that could be a problem for Hillary Rodham Clinton? I would love to ask the question, Hillary, in your presidency, would you foresee pardoning terrorists that have killed Americans like your husband did in 1999 and 2000? What do you think? Do you think that could be an issue for her going forward? I would think so, especially with Bill Clinton living in the White House, right? You have two presidents in the White House at the same time, one ex, one active. Do you think he might have any influence on her? No, just maybe during pillow talk time. Of course, I'm sure he would sleep in the Lincoln bedroom. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be giving some names of some people that are murderous thugs out there that have been released by Bill Clinton. And, of course, that just goes right along with Barack Hussein Obama. He's been releasing all these prisoners, known felons from federal penitentiary and so on. Because why? Well, because, you know, they've already served their time, and they need to get out. And, of course, the whole thing is to get voters for the Democrats. That's really what this is. So this is a clear and present danger to our society, if you ask me, and I'll be talking about that. Okay, so what in the world is going on? How much time do I have in this wiki? okay, we're going to get this started. New York, and what is going on there, and the bombing that is happening there, and also in New Jersey. They're all related. And if you go to Drudge this morning, or this afternoon now in California, it's still morning in Hawaii, I guess. But if you go to Breitbart and Drudge, they both have big headlines about what was going on in the bombing. And, of course, the claiming of ISIS as the perpetrators of this. They're celebrating in ISIS land out there. And remember, we here on this radio show were the ones that outed Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama for being the ones that actually helped form, train, and fund and arm ISIS. So we have a little bit different take on who ISIS is. It's our own government, ladies and gentlemen. ISIS is our own government. So our own government that's been, you know, that's perpetrated the crime that happened in New York, yep, it can be laid right at the feet of President Barack Hussein Obama, who formed them. And now look what we have worldwide. And, you know, the other part of that, one of the other stories that hasn't been seen or heard from anybody over the weekend, and we're definitely going to bring it to you, is what in the world is going on in Syria? And what about that airstrike that we brought in and struck a military base in Syria, killing Russians and Syrians, in defense of who? ISIS. At least that's the claim by Putin. Putin claims that we were actually defending ISIS. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. New York bombing, New Jersey bombing, and St. Cloud, Minnesota stabbing Allah Akbar. And what we have right now, Drudge headlines, ISIS celebrates New York City dumpster bombing, Allah Mall stabbing in Minnesota. There will be more, is what they're saying. Now, again, I want to go back. Our longtime listeners have been listening to us talk since July 2014, about what's going to be happening in the future. And we know that this whole MO that we're seeing from ISIS is we expose their MO, what they're going to try and do as the years go forward, especially under this presidency. And I've been saying to you, keep your eye on the ball, meaning the president and what he's up to, because this is all part of that. It's all part of that. ISIS and this president are linked together. The evidence is so overwhelming, and the rest of the world knows this. You're not hearing our media come out with any of this stuff. The alternative media, we're all over it. That's why people are going, wait a minute, there's something bigger going on here. And yes, are they trying to stir up trouble so that they can declare martial law? Well, I don't know. Again, that's tinfoil hat thinking. Keep it up, because you're now starting to see some evidence of, yes, maybe that may be true. Because you had 2 weeks ago, you had Jay Johnson come out and say, I think we're going to have to suspend the elections because of all the computer hacking that's going on with who? Russia. Russia's hacking our computers in our counties and throughout the nation. Actually, I think he was talking about Arizona and Illinois at the time. And you know what? That could create a national problem for us. So that's a national crisis. So we're going to go ahead and suspend. And, of course, everybody's been kind of going, wait a minute, we didn't want that. I got to tell you, a very, 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 very liberal a hanger-on or a relative of mine who's just kind of he's slipping now. I mean, his fingers are kind of going on the chalkboard, you can imagine, because he's been a long-time Democrat and a long-time Obama supporter and Clinton, died in just the whole nine yards. He's finally realized, and you know what it was? I pointed out the articles that we covered about DHS declaring that they could suspend the elections based upon the cyber attacks of Russia. Now, I got news for you. I worked with high school kids for 41 years, and I know a lot of brilliant kids and very, very proud of the kids that I worked with and was affiliated with, and it was an honor for me to work with them. But here's my point. When computers came along in the late 80s and we just decided we were going to junk all the shop classes and replace them with computer classes, well, we, in our systems here, created some great computer hackers. Kids that were just fiddling around. They didn't have games back in the day. The computers did. Back when computers first started, we didn't have a lot of games. Pong. What was the other one, Nowicki? What was the other big one that was out there? The yellow thing that ate everything. What was that called? Pac-Man. There you go. That was it. Pong, Pac-Man, a few machine guns on screens and that sort of thing. That was it. So where did the creativity go? Well, it went into programming. And then people said, well, these programs, they can be linked one computer to other servers. And then, of course, servers started to come online. And everybody's going, there's like a system. And people put up all these codes and everything to prevent you from getting into those systems. So it became, kind of like what we're having with the alternative media right now. They said, let's get into those systems and see what's there. So we got a lot of computer hackers, and they're still out there. Here's my point. You talk about the Russians hacking our systems, and boy, are they making excuses. The government people coming on the air, they're making excuses for the DHS and so on that, we have the best systems in the world, but, we're being hacked by only governments can do it. I got news for you. That's not true. I could probably find a good 10, maybe 20 kids working with other administrators around the state of California, United States, that would probably be just as good as any hackers from Russia. I mean, it's at that level. It's at that level. You've got kids in high schools that can hack into these systems. So it's not like something that this is some huge they're conspiracy thinking over there. But it's just not that way. So, yes, can you get some high school kids that can actually hack into the computer servers that are in county offices or county registrars or voters' offices that could perhaps tamper with? Yes. But then you have the other problem. Diebold, who is that's the computer machine, automatic computer machine that you use. That's owned by who? George Soros. And he counts the ballots. How did that situation come about? In Barcelona, Spain? So you see, the system is rigged. It's very much rigged. It's been rigged for a long time, and it can be hacked at any time. So this notion that the Russians are going to interfere with our election and therefore Jay Johnson has to step in, that is what I'm talking about. You now have something, you conspiracy theorists out there, thinking that they might declare martial law or they might suspend the elections. Well, it's certainly starting to sound like that. And my liberal relative, he's now on board. I tell you, when he read the article, he called me back and he said, how in the heck, being nice here, how in the heck did we get to this point? I said, because they planned it and they've organized it. They've been working on this for about 100 years to destroy this country, and it's coming to a head. They've got all their players in the right places at the right time inside the government. They're all there. And the corruption is replete all the way down to the FBI director. You know, I was asked on a radio show earlier this morning, we were doing an interview, and they said, what about James Comey? I said, James Comey is as corrupt as they come. James Comey was the one who helped facilitate, well, the pardon of Mr. Rich. Did I say the pardon? Yeah, by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton? What? Yeah, he was working with the Clintons back in the 90s. He also helped with another thing. You might remember Sandy Bergler. No, Berger, the burglar incident in which he broke into the National Archives. Now, I know this for a fact because a relative of mine was engaged and involved in this whole deal, and I got inside scoop on this. And when I started reading emails and so on that were coming across from, well, people really, really, really close in the National Archives, it was pretty evident that Sandy Bergler, remember, he used to be a national security advisor to President Bill Clinton, and he broke in 2004 to the National Archives. And what does he do? He was breaking in and stealing the physical records, the papers, the actual documents that was implicating Bill Clinton in not attacking and not trying to destroy and take out Osama bin Laden. That's what he was stealing. And he got caught. He had papers stuffed in his underwear and his socks. Said, and you know who got him off? James Comey. Gee, Mr. FBI Director, I guess he's just not really as clean as everybody thinks he is. He's not Mr. Clean. He's not. He's just as corrupt as Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder, President Barack Hussein Obama, the whole nine yards. The corruption is that replete. It's all over. And, of course, what in the world was going on last Sunday? Oh, we were talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton, fainting spell, yada, yada, yada. Wait a minute. What else was going on? And where was the big distraction? When we come back, we're going to be talking about that. We got about a minute here. But let me set it up for you this way. Something else was going on last weekend that was mind-blowing and earth-shattering, and something that the Clinton campaign did not want out there. Gee, let's think about this. Now, all of you who know the answer to this question, please raise your hand. I'm the only one raising my hand. Just like the old teacher in me. But this is very important. Hillary Rodham Clinton was having another big issue on the Hill. And it was Jason Chaffetz who was raising the issue with what was going on with some of her other emails and some of her servers. And he had a couple of FBI agents out there that testified on Friday. Hello. And what about Brian Pagliano? He was summoned. He had a subpoena. He did not show up. And what about the other agents, the FBI agents and one of the other workers that they had at the Platte River? Well, the agents took the fifth. They took the fifth. Platte River, he answered questions. And boy, was it implicating Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, where is that story? It's right here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to bring it up. Absolutely. Anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. Email me, paul@a21radio.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal-Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21radio.com. A couple of things, a little special announcement. Eagle Forum of California proudly presents the 16th Annual Constitution Conference with the theme of the U.S. Sliding into Tyranny. You know, how appropriate. How appropriate on the days of the bombing that I would make this special announcement on behalf of the Eagle Forum. Now, and again, many thoughts and prayers to Phyllis Schlafly's family, Earlene Curley, who is the head of the California branch of the Eagle Forum, a very close friend, I know, to her. And Phyllis Schlafly was wonderful. I got to meet her about 3 or 4 years ago, actually, at this conference. So it's going to be a great conference. Our very own Patrick Wood, technocracy.news, is going to be there. Sharon Hughes, who's also here on, follows my show in the afternoons on Sundays, she's going to be talking about changing worldviews, a KMYC radio host, and she's going to be talking about Islam with massive, says, oh, the threat to the Constitution from Islam with massive refugee resettlement, jihadist terrorists, and Sharia law. David J. Lehman, Orlean Curley, she's going to be here. Steve Jackson and Judy Kaler, she's going to be here. She's a graduate of Sacramento State. She's been on the radio show several times with us. She's going to be talking about the Convention of States, I'm sure, and so many other people. So anyway, if you want information on this, you can call. And I'm just doing this as a nice gratis commercial because they're so wonderful over there. Actually, I will be there as well, just to kind of let you know. You can be able to see me and talk and all that stuff. Karen Killinger, K-I-L-N-G-E-R, 916-712-8889, and that's Karen Killinger, and that's 916-712-8889. You can get all up to date. It's going to be October 1st in West Sacramento. So anyway, that's that one. Also, the other announcement about the Liberty Tour, The Fifth Liberty Tour is now set in stone, except we have some speaker situations going on with coordinating times and so on. But all of our speakers are pretty much set. And the big thing is that on Friday, October 28th, we kick off with Jeanette Finicum. She's going to be our guest speaker at the Church of Glad Tidings, and she's going to be talking about Lavoie Finicum. And as you know, we've been covering wall-to-wall here on Agenda 21 Radio, Red Smith with the Shasta Lantern and others all around the nation. We've been doing a lot of intelligence work and bringing out stories. In fact, some of the facts and information we have gone into some of the pleadings that have been presented in court from some of our news stories, and we're very proud to have that going forward because they're all innocent, and they're going to have all the charges dropped. And by the way, they're already talking about that with Ammon Bundy. There was a motion that was placed. So she's going to be with us on the 28th, and we're going to be also talking about the Constitution and the threat to the Constitution. And we're going to talk about spreading the virus of the Constitution. You see, that's why Lavoie Finicum died. It wasn't about, you know, taking over a refuge. It was about preserving and defending and teaching and preaching about the Constitution. So we're going to be talking about that. Okay, let's get back to these New York things that are going on here because it's, like I said, remember, it's a one world order issue here. There's stuff happening all around the world that you might not know about. And I'm going to, first of all, we're going to get into this whole thing about what's going on in Syria because, and it all, I'm touching base with all the things that are out there that are going on this weekend. They're going to talk about last weekend and so on. But what's going on in Syria right now is a mess. It's a total mess. We've had a ceasefire that went in place. And remember, the way we view it, and listen, we're so contrary to what the mainstream media is out there, including Fox News, because they've got the party line down. The party line down is that, oh, this president is now seriously trying to destroy ISIS. Now, of course he is, because he created it. He doesn't want ISIS around. You know, he's ready to, you know, get rid of it or use it as he pleases. Now, it's kind of interesting that as we reported and Scott Bennett and our whole history of reporting it, Putin got a hold of our videotape that we presented. We know this. We got confirmation. And he decided, you know what? Now I am convinced because I listened to Scott Bennett and so on that the president and Hillary Clinton created ISIS. Now, you created ISIS, which is basically a Nazi organization. I'm going to lay that out there on you. The Nazis are here. And this is something that's the little-known secret of the Middle East. It's not a little-known secret in the Middle East, but here in the West, we don't talk in those terms, but over there they do. They use Islamist as juxtaposition to Nazi. It's the same thing. It's one and the same. They're synonymous. And it all comes from the Muslim Brotherhood. And it all comes from the Salafists. It all comes from the Wahhabists. And, of course, we got the whole breakdown going on down in Saudi Arabia. It looks like there's going to be a coup in Saudi Arabia. And some of the people in Saudi Arabia are starting to come forward and say, you know, we need to stop terror financing around the world. And we've got one prince that's going to come out and say that they were definitely involved in 9/11. That's where we're going with this. So the House of Saud, they've got economic problems, the collapse in the oil market and so on. So they're coming apart at the seams. Now, that's going to be significant because it's Saudi Arabia that's had the largest Wahhabist school system in play. And the Wahhabist school system is the Salafist / Muslim Brotherhood schooling system for terrorism. Our president went to a Wahhabist school in Indonesia. Gee, I wonder why he might be thinking and being friends with the Muslim Brotherhood that works right there in his office with him, with the White House, and has been doing so. And again, we brought this out. It was Agenda 21 Radio in October of 2012 when we had Steve Emerson and John Rasmundo on our radio show, and they talked about all the visitors and all the people that were in the White House that were all Muslim Brotherhood related. This is going on, and everybody knows it, but we don't want to say that this president is a Muslim. Oh, we know he's not a Muslim because he says he's not. Really? What about his actions? Listen, have you had any radical Islamic terrorists move into your neighborhood lately? Let's check Idaho. Twin Falls, maybe? Let's check parts of Texas and Southern California. Those of you down in Orange County, got any Wahhabists that have moved in lately? I'm shaking my head yes for them right here in the studio. This is a growing problem. And by the way, what about our open border? What about this president? Has he closed the borders down south? You know, I called my friends down there in San Diego who work at with the Border Patrol. It hasn't happened. This was last week's call. I make it an every other week call to find out what's going on. Sometimes, you know, they've withdrawn 70 miles from the border.
ladies and gentlemen, 70 miles from the border. So there's nobody guarding the border. So these people are just coming right across the border. And we've listed for you the system in which they're going to attack this country going forward. And this is where we're at right now. We are at that point in which they are starting to put the attacks on us. And we had three of them just yesterday. How often can they do this to raise the terror threat level? They can do it a lot. And remember, it's ISIS doing this. And who created ISIS? The president. It's a psyop, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to get a grip on this. And now what are they calling for? They're calling for more cooperation between the police and the federal government. Really? Now, and I just want to put this out there for all of you sheriffs in particular. You better stand strong behind your constitutional oath of office, because this is the time in which you need to do that. Do not turn over your county, your authority, to the federal government. Do not turn it over to President Barack Hussein Obama and ISIS. That's just something we just don't want to have going forward. And you people that are out there that are county clerks and registrars or voters, you're not turning over anything to the federal government. It's a state's right issue. Do not surrender it. Now, here in California, the likelihood of us surrendering to the federal government, oh, pretty strong with Jerry Brown, the totalitarian communist that he is. He's, I'm sure, more than willing to do that. He wants to cooperate with the one world order elite. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to get more into New York, like I said, and what the implications are going forward, and some of the signals that people need to look for in terrorism. I think that's probably one of the big things. We've been saying this for years. We say exercise your First and Second Amendments. Now, what that means is if you feel comfortable buying a gun, go out and buy one. This president seems to be the greatest gun salesman we've ever had in our country, just to let you know. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuma City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuma City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal-Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuma area and Yuma City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuma City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and again, last Friday, the story just before this whole thing in New York came out that nobody was talking about, and the mainstream media wasn't bringing it up. We brought it up. It came actually after we did our shows on Friday, but the information that we got was that there was a bombing that took place in Syria, and it was the Americans, we Americans, that bombed a Syrian base. Well, you know, it was kind of interesting. The Syrian base, and was located in an airport, and it was surrounded in a lot of ways by ISIS. Well, as the mission went forward, the Syrians were noticing, and so were the Russians that were there, that it seemed like they were bombing Syrian positions, allowing for the overrunning of the base by the ISIS folks. They weren't attacking the ISIS troops, the ISIS supporters out there. That's a problem. And this is a problem for Putin, Vladimir Putin, who's saying that this is nothing more than more evidence that the United States is supporting ISIS. Now, we have denied that. You had people at the State Department saying that that was not true. Again, given the circumstances, that does not look like that's a truthful statement from anybody in the State Department. See, you can't trust the government. We certainly can't trust our government, especially now that we know what the facts are surrounding all the gun running and all the formation of ISIS and so on. Now we move to a different theater of war. Now, it's here in the United States. Now, we've had three different things that happened yesterday. One, St. Cloud, Minnesota. We had an individual who was dressed up as a security guard, went in with a knife and started stabbing people, stabbed eight or nine people, many in serious condition. Then we had a bomb go off at a marathon in New Jersey, and it was a Marine Corps marathon designed to benefit a Marine Corps nonprofit. And it went off in a trash can, detonated, but didn't harm anybody. And it's kind of interesting. People were distracted by another bomb. There was another bomb that hadn't gone off, and people went to investigate it. And in the meantime, they stopped the race. They didn't allow anybody to go out on the course or anything. And the bomb went off. So you had a dud, and then they found another bomb. So you had three bombs. One went off, two did not. Now, fast forward to New York City last night. In fact, it was about 8:30 New York time, as I recall. It would have been, it's 8:30 New York time. A bomb goes off in front of a large high-rise, and it was in a, guess what, a trash can. But it was in a larger trash can, a dumpster. It goes off, doesn't kill anybody. It injures 29 people. And the building, it was a home for the deaf. Or excuse me, for the blind. Are you kidding me? So where are the witnesses? Now, they have some videotape, but you know, It was a blind housing project for blind folks. Go figure. Anyway, so then they find two more bombs that did not go off. So put two and two together. All of this is now being claimed by ISIS. We're going to see more of these, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be fooled. ISIS is going to attack again. The agents of ISIS are going to be out there. They're going to do all these kind of attacks. You need to be prepared. You need to be ready. What is the government going to do? I think right now they're already positioning themselves to declare martial law. This is sort of the precursor to that. We're going to see more of these events take place. We predicted them here on Agenda 21 Radio. They've been happening. And unfortunately, this is the road that we're going to go down. But, you know, we can stop it. We can stop it because we can be informed and have knowledge. Now, there's another little problem going on. The problem is that of the internet. You see, we are set to give up the rights to the internet on October 1st to the rest of the world. And President Barack Hussein Obama, there's some bills out there that are trying to prevent this. But we've had rights to the internet, and we're set to give that up to the United Nations and other entities such as China. They're going to be regulating our internet. What? That's really where it's going to come down, thanks to President Barack Hussein Obama. All this is being done by the One World Order folks, people, who want to control every aspect of our lives. Now, we here in California, we see this really front and center with all the overregulation, with all the taxation. This is all designed to destroy our economy, to remake it in the One World Order, I guess you would say, socialist model, which doesn't work, by the way. How's this model in California working out for everybody? It's just not. But it's also designed to destroy our borders. Now, even right now, Hillary Clinton in her campaign is floating the idea of a borderless states. What? Yeah, I know this really sounds crazy. Why have borders between states, right? Well, let's see. Let's talk about the state of Jefferson. Let's talk about why it's so important that the state of Jefferson become the 51st state. Because what do they want? They want autonomy for themselves. The northern tier of California wants to form a more perfect union by forming, in following the Constitution legally and lawfully, forming a new state to get away from the tyrants, the tyrants that are down in Sacramento, that are overtaxing and overregulating what we're doing here in Northern California. We want our freedom, and borders bring freedom. Now, you can tie this all into the Brexit movement. You can tie it into the whole breakup of the EU. But you know what? Autonomy for states must stand. But Hillary Rodham Clinton and the One World Order people, they're pushing their agenda. I don't think they're going to succeed, but in the long term, I don't see them succeeding. But in the short term, in the next few months, will they attempt to, I think, call off the elections? You betcha they're going to try and do that. Will they attempt to, do everything that they possibly can to destroy borders between states? Take a look at what's happening between Mexico and California, Mexico and Texas. Take a look at that southern border. It's all but gone. They've already done that part. Pretty sly and evil, aren't they? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
The Sun Review's Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sun Review's Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Botine, Holly Pascal-Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dean Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016. Church of Glad Tidings, be there.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And a couple of things going on. We're going to follow this as we go on in the next couple hours in the show. But Syria is serious. There's a lot of things going on back there. And, you know, you've got two major powers that are struggling with nuclear weapons. That's kind of a big problem. The other thing that's going to go on, and we are officially, as of today, calling for a boycott of the NFL. In 3 weeks period, we will give you the date on that. I don't have it in front of me right now. But 3 weeks from today, we're calling for an NFL boycott. Now, one of the things that might really tip the tide for a lot of you is something that's really kind of a big secret that's known in the NFL. It's known in a lot of professional sports. But this comes out from the New York Post. And I'm really glad it's the New York Post saying this. I've been saying this for a long time. And I've been saying it also because Colin Kaepernick is involved with this. This is the headline in the New York Post about the NFL. I play stoned. Some NFL players love getting high before kickoff. Gee. And you know Colin? You know Colin Kaepernick? Colin has a little problem with marijuana himself. Gee. I wonder if they could be, I mean, just taking in that high-content THC and go out and playing football high? No wonder that a lot of players drop out so quickly. They get hurt, by the way. Judgment is impaired. They're playing stoned. How about that? In the NFL, they do nothing about it. Think about that. Anyway, we're going to come back to you in the next hour. Stay with us. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Email me at paul@a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, Monday, September 19th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots invite you to the first in a series of 2016 General Election Candidates Debate. All Yuba City City Council candidates have been invited to attend. Candidates who have agreed to attend is Fotin, Holly Pascal Priva, Sean Harris, Wade Kirchner, Jason Reichert, and Dina Walker. The candidates have agreed to share their positions on the major issues facing the Sutter Yuba area and Yuba City in particular. Everyone is invited to attend. There is no membership requirement and no charge. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to socialize with like-minded patriots and enjoy the refreshments and get a front row seat. Please contact Larry Mertz at 530-713-6826. That's the Yuba City City Council Candidates Debate, sponsored by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. September 19th, 2016, Church of Glad Tidings. Be there.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.